Sarunas Marcellonis joins us on Sports Byline. He is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He played in the NBA for 7 seasons, 4 with the Golden State Warriors. Coming off the bench primarily, he injected instant offense, averaging nearly 13 points a game, and he was one of the first international players to receive regular time, playing time in the NBA. He also was a 3-time Olympic medalist. Sarunas, I'm just wondering, when did it hit you that you were going into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I got a call from a friend of mine, you know, from NBA, Kim Bahuni, you know, and she said that I'm, you know, inducted, and I was shocked.
What does it mean to you?
You know, it means that all my basketball career on the floor and off the floor is has some recognition, you know, and what I've done, it's good for world basketball.
Do you have an appreciation for what you have accomplished, given for where you came from and all the things you had to overcome in the early part of your life to play this game to an excellent point that you're in the Hall of Fame?
It's that was a tough transition. You know, it's a different role, different conditions and language barrier and many things what I have to go through. And but I'm proud that not just me, but my teammates, coaches and everybody helped me to be part of great Warriors team, and I'm very proud of it.
You know as well as I do, in Europe, the main sport is soccer, but yet you gravitated toward basketball. Why was that?
That's a Lithuanian tradition, you know. Lithuanian Americans before World War II brought a basketball game to Lithuania, and I guess 4 or 5 players ahead of Lithuanian team, they won a gold medal in Europe, 37-39. And I guess since that time, basketball is a sport number one in Lithuania.
I understand you and your friends had to construct your own basketball court when you were growing up.
Oh, yeah. So we had to, it's just, I guess, not too many options we had, So basketball was a sport, and everybody played around, so we had to do that and spend many hours, many evenings, of my life, yeah.
Was basketball for you when you were young, Sarunas, was it a distraction to the life that you were living in Lithuania? Because it was a very hard life, and you've talked very candidly about the memories you have of poverty and degradation under the Soviet rule.
It's my, I guess, my family value, which my parents they would rather see me, focusing in the one field, in the one place where they could see me from a kitchen window, that I'm all the time on the floor and playing basketball, and then would rather go to somewhere else and be, behind the corner doing something else, and so that was, I guess, motivation for them to push me be in the one spot, it means the basketball floor.
You were very frustrated when you were trying out for the Soviet Junior National Team. You tried out on a number of occasions, and when you left to try to get there, you only had one small bag of clothes and another one full of apples, the only thing your parents could afford to give you, and yet that was a time that you really had to fight. I always thought that steeled you, and you wore the number 13 in the NBA. Tell everybody what the story is behind your wearing that number 13.
It's symbolically, I was, I was last cut, 3 times on the Soviet national team, men's national team in 84, 85, 86, and I guess I just didn't want to continue, but even my old coach, when he pushed me, he said, so just go and prove to everybody that you can be better. And when the year 87 and the European Championship, Coach Gomelski national team came back, so I was a starter, and it happens that, you know, I was second player in Europe in 87.
In the 88 Olympics, you won a gold medal representing the Soviet Union, and that was a pretty good American team. They had David Robinson, Mitch Richmond, Danny Manning. How were you all able to beat the United States in that? What is it that you did? Because you overwhelmed them.
Oh, if we would play 10 games, you know, maybe we can barely win one game or two. You know, it's really, that was a great team. And I would say motivation from Coach Gomelski's side, you know, that we can. We had some experience against Atlanta Hawks the same year they visited Soviet Union. You know, we played also together the summer league with some players from Golden, even from Atlanta Hawks. So maybe that helped to know strength of top your U.S. College players. So.
You also had some other players from Lithuania that were pretty darn good. I remember Sarbonis was also, he's a guy that will probably end up in the Hall of Fame as well. What was it about the Lithuanian players? What was their approach to playing basketball?
There was four Lithuanians on the Olympic team in 88, and I guess after that, you know, we just thought, you know, why not to play for our own country, you know, and when things happen, when the Soviet Union fell apart, you know, so we were like core players to continue to play for Lithuania.
Yeah, when you did, Lithuania did get independence from the Soviet Union, 1990, you had a chance to play on the Lithuanian team that beat the Soviet Union, and you got a medal for that, and I loved your quote from that. You said, "I kept thinking, all the hope, all the dreams, what if we'd lost? You can't fix that. It was once in a lifetime, and then it hit me, and you can die for." I was crying, cold water crying, pouring on my shoes. What else went through your mind during that moment?
Oh, that's pretty good description. That's how I felt. It's true. It's a moment of pride, moment of is some justice moment of, you know, once a lifetime you can feel that way, you know.
When you came to the United States and played with the Warriors, when you first got here, what was that experience like? Was it kind of shaking in a sense? Because there's the story that you and your wife went into a grocery store one time and you were blown away by how much food was there, because back in Lithuania, you did not have that type of situation.
Different country. I mean, not different world, different lifestyle, and of course there was some shocking things for us what we have seen, you know, and also it's language barrier and things what, you know, I had to go through, you know, through training, you know. That was quite difficult, you know. So, but I had great support from my teammates, and even some things, what, you know, Don Nelson sometimes was too hard on me, so that helps, you know. So my teammates helped me to go through that.
You were very comfortable coming off the bench, as I said, instant offense, and not a lot of players are like that. What was it that made you so comfortable to do that?
That was my role description. I you know, what I had to bring energy, and some players, you know, opponents, they didn't expect maybe from me such a, you know, I had to be earn minutes, you know, to be aggressive, to be, you know, to work hard, you know, on both ends, and of course around fast break, and we played very, you know, spectacular quick basketball, and that was fun to play for me, to join, to be next to great players.
Was it hard for you to adjust to the physicality of NBA basketball, Sarunas?
No, not really. I like contact, you know, and I like to, you know, to play a physical game, and that was I didn't feel much, you know, that there would be some contact, you know, initiation, some, you know, some kind of trash play or mean play against me.
You know, I know your Chris Mullen, your teammate on the Golden State Warriors, he said about you, before he got to the NBA, the European player was considered soft, easily intimidated, nobody you had to worry about. He totally reversed that impression. He was tough. He was fearless. I never played against anyone as physically strong as him at any position. Did that come from inside you, or did that come from a physicality of you building yourself up to play at that level?
Oh, Ron, it's hard to say. I believe thanks what you know what my mentality was that I have to play. I don't have to fear anybody because of it's not a street, it's a floor, so you don't have any metal weapons and on your hands. Just two hands, two legs, and one head. So and you really can play against anybody. And you just want to win. You want to prove yourself.
How did you find the NBA basketball game? You mentioned that while you were in Lithuania, you had played against the Atlanta Hawks, but playing it night in and night out, what was the toughest part about playing the NBA game?
Oh, it's traveling. We had to travel commercial first. I think first year for sure, maybe half of second year, new arenas, there's all this preparation thing. That was stressful. It's really I had no way back. I had to succeed. I was into this commitment for the team. And psychologically was pretty tough. Maybe some guys now they really play. Basketball, spectacular basketball finesse. They're running. They have time to smile. At that time, I just had to work very hard to be on the floor.
I love the story about you being introduced to the Grateful Dead in San Francisco because they were very instrumental in helping you build and rebuild the Lithuanian national team. And they gave you, of course, those tie-dye jerseys that you got. But the first time, apparently, you met them, you leaned over to Donnie and said, "Donnie, there's no way these guys are famous."
they look like, just simple people, really, how you say. It's it's not, doesn't look like very big musicians or some very, very down-to-earth guys, and Donnie communicated with them, and I was next to, and that was nice that they really give some made some impact to your, and help to support our team, and we really proud of it, so of our connection.
Well, I know that a lot of people, when they retire from professional sports, they'll kick back, but that's not been the case with you. You've gone home to Lithuania. You've instituted a children's fund that allowed diseased and poverty-stricken kids to fly to the U.S. for proper care. You've established a youth basketball academy, which continues to thrive now many years later. You founded the Lithuanian Basketball League in 1993, and you were its president for 10 years. What do you do in your spare time? Do you still try to get out on the court and play a little bit?
No, I can't play. I'm just my hobby now is tennis and paddle tennis and I really enjoy train and put the system together for my imaginary basketball for my basketball academy coaches, I think that the basketball could be like more aggressive in how they can this to train better kids, younger generation. So I really last 4 or 5 years doing that in spare time.
Well, congratulations again, Sarunas, and being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Thank you for joining us here on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ron, very much. Thank you.
It was once said about Sarunas Marcellonis, this is a man who always had a heartbeat for his country, who made people realize they didn't have to stand there and take what was forced upon them. His whole life was about freedom and giving back. It's straight out of a Hollywood casting. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.